Right, from the Betty indicating low levels of consumer confidence to the 2017 Sanlam Benchmark Survey that's found that 7 out of 10 middle-class workers experience some form of financial stress. The annual retirement funding study, which has now delved into the financial wellness of employees in the workplace, shows that financial stress has reached dangerous levels in South Africa and has become pervasive both at the workplace and in the home. Let's chat to CEO for Sanlam Employee Benefits, Client Solutions. That's Viresh Maharaj. Viresh, thanks for your time. Today, dangerous levels. What does that mean?
Thank you for the opportunity. This year's research found that approximately 73% of the 1,300 professional middle-income earners that we interviewed indicated that they experienced some form of financial stress. Now, I do want to emphasize that this is a professional group. More than 80% earn more than 200,000 rand per year, and 60% earn more than 300,000. 90% of them have some form of tertiary education. So this is an educated bunch. This is the spine of our economy, the tax base of our economy. This is that middle class that we're trying to expand. And 7 out of 10 of them feel financial stress. If this is any other type of lifestyle disease,
Viresh, we've got a serious problem with your line. I'm going to ask you to just stay on the line. We're going to see if we can fix that. So that we can get a much better line so everyone can hear exactly what she's saying. So do stay on the line for me. I'd like to get some more details on the Sanlam Benchmark Survey. Right, going back to our conversation about the latest Sanlam Benchmark Survey that's looking at the financial wellness of employees in the workplace. It's an annual retirement funding study, and it shows that financial stress has reached some dangerous levels in South Africa and has become pervasive both at the workplace and in the home. Viresh Maharaj is CEO of Sanlam Employee Benefits Client Solutions and comes back with us now. Viresh, before we got cut off, you just kind of explained the people that you survey, that they are really kind of the spine of South Africa, our backbone in the middle class. They are employed, but they're under financial stress. How do you define financial stress then?
Thanks, Hiki. We've defined financial stress as the emotions or negative emotions associated with the difficulty that an individual or household may feel or face when trying to meet financial commitments due to a shortage or misuse of their money. So it's the emotions that go along with dealing with their financial situations effectively.
Interesting. Yeah.
No, I was going to say that when we ask them, well, where do you feel the stress, to try and figure out how pervasive it is, we found that it's felt everywhere. About 40% say that they feel it at work, close on 80% say they feel it at home, and about 40% even say that they feel it while they're trying to relax in their leisure time. And most of them who've responded in this way indicated that it's having some form of negative impact on their life or ability to perform at the office.
Wow. So what do we need to do about this? I mean, there seems to me to be a lot of financial education taking place at the moment, whether from media or from the providers themselves. Where are the gaps then?
Well, Siki, I think the gap starts with the individual. And the way I'd like to speak about education is to use an example. Now, for many of you listeners, if I had to ask the question, how many of you know that you need to exercise, say, 5 times a week for at least 30 minutes a day? Most people would say, yes, we know that.
Yeah.
And if I had to ask, well, how many people actually do, a lot fewer would put their hands up. Now, the answer there is not education, because people know.
Yeah.
The difference is that you care enough to make a difference. You care enough to put that one foot in front of the other, whether it's at 4 or 5 in the morning or late in the evenings, you care enough to make an effort.
Okay. Unfortunately, Viresh, we're out of time. I'm going to have to leave it there. But this is a conversation we need to continue to have, because it is concerning when you find more and more people in financial distress. Viresh Maharaj is with Sanlam Employee Benefits.